a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. I'm glad to be with you. Yep. Tell me, do you know where this sign usually hangs? This sign with the marionette and the saw and the hammer? It usually hangs very close to here. Let's take it there. Yeah. This sign belongs to Bob and Judy Brown. And they said I could borrow it today because I have an idea for a present for our friend Francois Clemens. Sure, this is where it usually hangs. Right at the marionette shop. And that shows that inside this place, there's some marionette work going on a lot of the time. So I thought we would make a sign that could hang right there that shows that there's some singing work going on. Mm-hmm. I have some of it finished, but I still need some cutting and some pasting to do, so let's do that in the kitchen. Hi, fish. See, that will go right along with the sign over there. I need scissors and glue. Scissors and glue. Now I have one side all finished. You see, that can go on that side of the sign. Then I need to make another one for over here. See if you can tell me what I need to put on this one to make it look like this one. All right. I have it almost all cut out. You see, it'll fit right there. Make a present for a friend. See, that side looks better than this side. Because the dark on the light. Okay, we'll glue that. Now they look alike, don't they? Those two. You notice what's on there? This is a person's face going like this, singing. Some notes. And this is a mouth, just a mouth. You'd never ever see just a mouth anywhere. No, except for a picture. But that shows that it's a singing studio, and this word down here is studio. Yeah, that's what he calls his school, a singing studio. Just thinking about mouths, you know there are many, many different kinds of mouths in the world. Do you ever feel your own? Up here, you know, those are your gums. Your gums. Mm-hmm. That's where the teeth grow down from, your gums.
And these are your lips. Can you feel your lips? You can make your tongue wet your lips. Whole way around. And these are your teeth. I have a film about mouths. Different mouths. Let me show it to you. See here. Just thought of that. We'll have picture, show us the film about mouths. Press the button and picture, shows us different mouths. You to see that. See all those different mouths? I know some people who are able to tell what other people are saying, even if the other people don't make any sounds. Yeah, they can read people's lips moving. I think that's wonderful. Let me say something to you and see if you can read my lips moving. I like you. I have to glue these two sides on. My frame. I have to let them dry a bit. Is that the telephone or the back doorbell? It must be the doorbell. Because the telephone rings and then rings again. Coming. Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Fine. Welcome.
I just had this canary that a friend of mine let me stay with for a few days, and I love showing things to you and your friends, so I just thought I'd bring it right over.
Hi, Birdie. See the canary? It's a little bird.
It's a very little bird, but it's a very nice bird, and it likes to eat seeds, and it likes to drink water.
I like to whistle to canaries sometimes.
Sometimes when you whistle at it, it starts to sing. Mm-hmm. Guess it's not singing right now, though.
It seems so tiny, doesn't it? Look how big we are and how little that little bird is. But it's safe in that cage.
Yes, I think it likes the size it is.
Mm-hmm. See what I've been making? A sign for Francois Clemens Singing Studio.
Well, that's a fine sign, Mr. Rogers.
You know, he's giving lessons.
Yes, I know. David and I have been talking about helping him. He's starting to move in already.
Mm-hmm.
That singing could be fun. I wonder whether he would let me be a student of his.
Why not? Sure, you could learn.
Oh, look.
You okay? Yes.
Think he's saying he wants to go home?
I don't know. Had a little drink of water.
Mr. Rogers, My canary and I are going to go off now, but it's very nice to see you and your friend.
Thanks for stopping by, Mrs. McFeely.
Okay.
We're always glad to have you.
I'm going to think about those singing lessons.
Good.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, canary. One more side to paste. While it's drying, maybe we could have some make-believe, okay? There. Both sides of our sign. Let this be the day in the neighborhood of make-believe when Lady Elaine is supposed to come back from the planet Jupiter. Okay, shall we pretend that? That this is the day of Lady Elaine's return. At least it's supposed to be. She said she wanted a swinging homecoming.
Well, we'll certainly give it to her.
Yeah, we will. Boy, I can't wait to see her. I have a sign here I want to put down.
Oh.
Yeah. That's it. Thank
nice,
you very much. You know what it says? Welcome home.
Oh,
that's for
good.
Lady Elaine Fairchild. One other right over here. I made these signs.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah.
And they're so appropriate.
That one says, you did it.
She certainly
did. She really
did.
Imagine her going all that way to Jupiter.
Yeah. Maybe someday she'll take us with her.
Well, now that she knows the way, maybe she will.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, flowers. Meow, meow, decorations.
Oh, those are going to look just beautiful, Hen.
Meow. Meow, wonder. Meow, 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 flowers. Meow, Jupiter.
Well, Lady Elaine will tell us if there are.
Let's finish working.
Okay. You never know when she might get here. Keep
right.
Looking up, thinking maybe she'll be back.
She'll
How do you like the
bright
signs?
Bright colors down here.
Meow, meow, look good, meow.
I have one big one here I want to put up. Right here.
Meow, meow, help you, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll put it over here. A little further over. Ah, that's a good one. Place right there. You know what it says? It says, you did it, Lady Elaine. You did it.
What's that?
I don't know.
Meow in the museum?
I don't think it's inside. Oh, maybe it's the squawk box.
Lady Elaine, meow.
Of course, that must be it. This is the neighborhood of make-believe. Is that you, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I hope she can hear us.
Meow, meow, suppose, meow, 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 trouble, meow.
I hope not.
Oh, I don't know.
And you'll never believe it all when I tell you. It's really the greatest find of all make-believe history. Now you can see why I want to stay a few more days. I'll be back next week. Everything's just fine with me. Toot-toot, everybody.
Oh, but wait a minute, Lady Elaine. We didn't hear what you said. What did you find? What did you discover?
She said she's all right.
Meow, 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 meow.
Lady Elaine, calling Lady Elaine. Come in, Lady Elaine.
Well, what do you suppose she was talking about?
Neighborhood of make-believe calling Lady Elaine Fairchild somewhere around Jupiter. Come in, Lady Elaine.
Gee, I wonder what it was.
Meow.
The greatest find in the history of the neighborhood of make-believe.
Meow, 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 meow. Wonderful meow.
Maybe she found somebody who did know Benjamin Franklin. Do you suppose?
Maybe she found a cure for sadness.
Meow, meow, she found meow husband.
A husband, hey? And maybe he knows how to invent things.
Meow, meow, have the wedding here, meow.
Yeah, and Dr. Bill can play the bagpipes, and the king and queen can give them nice presents.
Wait a minute, you two. Lady Elaine did not say what it was she'd found. We will have to wait till next week before we can find out.
Meow, be the flower girl, meow, meow. Meow, meow, tell, meow.
Wait a minute, Hen.
Maybe you could tell King Friday, because he always likes to know things right away, Lady Evelyn.
X?
Yeah?
I would have nothing to tell Uncle Friday, except that Lady Elaine will not be coming back until next week. She said nothing about a husband. She said nothing about a flower girl. She said nothing about a wedding. Nothing of the sort.
She said it was the greatest find of all make-believe.
That's right.
I'll see you, Lady Evelyn.
That's all she's... X! Oh. I have a funny feeling that a rumor's getting started.
Miss Evelyn, kindly report to the castle at once.
And he already knows.
I remember our wedding so well, Friday.
Oh, yes, so do I. It was a glorious day.
So many of our friends here.
Oh, I'm very glad you became my wife, Sarah.
Well, I'm very glad you're my husband.
Oh, well, thank you. Look who's coming. Lady Evelyn's coming.
Oh, Lady Evelyn.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday. Aunt Sarah, Cousin Tuesday.
Yes, dear. We hear such lovely news.
We are hearing that Lady Elaine Fairchild is planning to marry someone from outer space.
You may be hearing that, but I do not believe that it's true. You see, when she...
Oh, here's Dr. Bill coming.
Oh, playing his pipes. Oh, Dr. Bill.
It is pleasant to hear his pipes.
Yes.
You hear those pipes, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, hi.
Dr.
I just
Bill.
Heard the wonderful news, and I'm on my way to tell Elsie Jean.
Wait a minute, Dr. Bill. Wait a minute. This is not exactly news for publication.
Oh, I know Lady Elaine will have to tell us herself, but I'm so glad for her.
Well, I'm glad for her, too. You see, what she said on the squawk box was that it was the most amazing find in all of the neighborhood of make-believe history. But she certainly did not say anything about...
Oh, what's this news that X the Owl told
me?
Mrs. Platypus, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday. But I think it's so exciting.
Well, we all do, Elsie Jean. Miss Polificate is calling several good friends right now.
I was just about to come home to tell you myself, dear. Henrietta said that I'm supposed to play the pipes at the wedding.
Chef Brockett can bake the cake.
And I can help everyone with their...
Will you all just wait one moment, please? Because I'm afraid that some terrible mistake is being made, and I do not want it to go any further. Now,
Won't go any further, Niece Evelyn. Now, let's all go into the S room and talk about this secret.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Uncle Friday,
yes.
I'm
going
to help bake the cake.
Hey, I'll get
Would you not like to be certain that your facts are straight?
Niece Evelyn, I remember with such pleasure my own wedding. You must remember it yourself.
Yes, I
There
remember
she
it.
Was, Sarah Saturday, and
yes.
There I was, King Friday.
Yes,
it was a glorious day for everyone.
It was
so
a
it's only natural that we should be pleased.
Only natural that you would want the same kind of happiness for Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Absolutely.
But Uncle Friday,
there's Lady Elaine flying in outer space.
Yes, and making her glorious re-entry.
Finding
Uncle Friday,
discoveries.
Next week,
yes.
Discoveries, yes. Yes, discoveries which we will not even dream of until she tells us exactly what the discovery is.
Lady Elaine
she said nothing.
Will participate in one of the finest experiences of life. And I want you to come to the S room to help us all talk about that experience. Come along, Lady Evelyn. It's truly a time for rejoicing about this secret.
Thank you.
Lady Elaine didn't say anything about getting married, did she? No. She simply said that she had found the greatest something of make-believe history. X and Henrietta made up a rumor about what that something might be. Yeah, I guess Henrietta thought it would be very nice to have a wedding in the neighborhood of make-believe. I suppose everybody likes to make up things once in a while that makes them seem more exciting. Yeah. There are times, though, when you make up things and wish for them, that they're frightening. One time I wished that a lion would come and eat up my house and my street. I was mad at the world, and I wished that that beast would stomp everything with his big heavy feet and eat everything with his big sharp teeth and eat everything with his teeth. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. One time I wished that a dragon would come and burn up my daddy's big store. I was angry with him 'cause I wanted to play, but my daddy just went to his store right away. I wished that that dragon would burn his store. I wished it would burn daddy's store. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. Everyone wishes for scary mad things. I'm sure that you sometimes do too. I've wished for so many, and I can say that all kinds of wishes are things just like play. They're things that our thinking have made. So wish then, and don't be afraid. I'm glad it's certainly that way, aren't you? That scary mad wishes can't make things come true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. We couldn't have wished that this sign was made and just have it be made. No, we had to make it ourselves. Sure. First we think about it, then we do it. Let's take it over, all right? Put it up on the outside of the building. Hope he likes it. See, it'll fit right there. But we have to have some little S hinges here. I have a couple. See, that's why they're called S hinges, because they look like S's. Hang one there. One there. I'll show you why we need two of them. See, if we had one, it would just hang like that. Hey, Francois, we just have a surprise.
Hello, Fred!
Well, hello, Francois. Look,
where'd you get the sign?
We made it for you.
Well, thank you.
It's a surprise for your studio.
That's the best kind when you make it yourself.
Yeah, you're just moving some things in, aren't
you? Yes, I am. Why don't you come on in for a minute?
Well, I really can't right now. I'd like to. Someday I'd like to study some singing with you.
Well, just give me a call and we'll make an appointment. I've already gotten one call from Betsy McFeely. She's going to take some lessons from me.
Oh, good. Before you go in, I'd like to ask you one thing. Did you ever say something that just made the truth seem a little more exciting?
Sure. When I was around 7 or 8, I used to tell really tall tales. Did you?
You bet I did. I was about that same age. I remember one time I told my mother, when the truth was that one friend was coming to play with me, I told my mother that 100 people were coming to play with
me. Oh!
Yeah.
I'll bet that really surprised her.
Sure did.
Well,
I'm going to be seeing you. I'm glad you're moving your work here. Goodbye,
friends. Come again when you can take some lessons.
Okay. Liked it.
A lot of singing going on here.
That was fun. To make a present for a friend. Oh, boy, I have to go right away. For the weekend, but I'll be back when the week is new. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You ever make up tall tales? I mean, do you ever say things that aren't just exactly the truth? You know, say that you're about 7 feet tall today. Everybody does. Sure. I did. Mr. Clemens did. We'll hear more about that story in the neighborhood of make-believe next week. Okay, we'll make up more about that. I like you just the way you are. Right now. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. See you next week.
For Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.